Colonel Williams' first trip was on Space Shuttle Atlantis in 2001, and the last, a six-month mission in 2006, helping build the International Space Station. This time, Williams will again be in the gravity-free space station as the flight engineer for 2 months and then as mission commander for the final 4 months. The space station is nearly finished.
It's very big right now. It's as bright as it's going to get from the ground. It's the size, essentially, of two football fields.
The 51-year-old Williams hails from the small town of Winter near Hayward in far northern Wisconsin. He's been training since last summer in Star City, Russia, as well as Germany, Japan, and Canada. He says that reflects the six-person crew he'll be working with at the space station, a truly international effort to build a platform to the moon and Mars.
Even if there's political tensions or whatnot between our countries, that's sort of above us and beyond us with what we do. We're just all there to do our jobs and to work together and to be the best crewmates we can be to each other, take care of each other. We appreciate and trust our lives, really, with those that we work with. So really the international boundaries, I guess, between people are not there among astronauts and cosmonauts.
Williams will be part of the completion of the International Space Station. The last modules will be in place by the time he returns to Earth in mid-March of 2010. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.